What's up, K-pop squad? I'm Yvette.
And I'm Leia.
And I'm May.
And today we're talking about envies that got us messed up.
Mm-hmm. That sounds horrible.
Okay, wait.
It
so
got us effed up. Okay.
What envies got y'all messed up?
No, that's not it.
Why'd you make it sound like that?
Oh my god, just pick your favorite music video that struck you with an arrow in the heart. We can't be the same.
Probably not. But we will talk about five music videos that we personally felt maybe provoked by, shall we say, provoked.
They don't provoke me. I just really like them.
They provoke you to action.
They provoke a certain feeling.
Okay.
Happiness, angerness, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, something. That makes more sense. I was like, provoked?
I don't know.
They do be provoking people.
Some of them.
They be provoking people, but...
Provoking me?
Provoking my happy home, everything. But let's start with the first one I have is Deja Vu by ATEEZ. This one's all effed up. Specifically because of Sun and Woyoung at the end. Y'all know what I'm talking about, but this music video is like a mix of, you know, sensual and, you know, sexy vibe to it. Very dark, but also like it has this like cool blue scheme, and then it goes to this warm orange colored screen, and the contrast is just like really cool. But there's this moment when they're in the rain, and I'm a sucker for any, you know, idol in the rain.
Drenched in the rain. Like, give me the dancing in the water. Yeah,
give me the dancing in the water. Give me the rain dance.
Give me the rainism. Rainism.
Exactly. But when you had that moment with San and Woyoung in the middle.
Beauty.
What?
Stunning. Never been
who
done before.
Who are they? And who do they think they are?
I mean, you know when they do the little hip throws?
I don't even care about the hip throws. But it was just that look of, I own you now kind of look. And it was like, who do you think you are? Like, what?
Mind you, the fans voted for Deja Vu to be the first title
what
track
What was the
released.
Other song?
It was Eternal Sunshine. Oh. It's just like their cute, bright summer song.
I think I voted for Eternal Sunshine,
I voted
actually.
For Deja Vu. I know myself.
That's really weird. It's like opposite day for us. But that MV just... It just disrupted my soul so much. So much.
His soul?
It was provoking your soul.
No, it literally, that whole MV just disrupted my soul. But I did not know Bouncy would come after and just...
Years later, just attack.
Just a couple years later.
My soul into nothing. It was only like, what, a year? A year later?
No, it was like two or three. Because Deja Vu came out like in 2020? 2021?
But they also have like,
Yeah, but Halazia came Gorilla. Fast Gorilla. After Gorilla.
Yeah. Cyberpunk.
No, was. Cyberpunk was a B-side.
It's a B-side.
No, isn't that the name of the album?
No.
Gorilla.
Hold on, fact check.
Break the wall.
Break the wall. He said Deja Gorilla. Vu.
There was a couple in between Deja Vu and Bouncy, but Bouncy clearly...
Oui.
Took the destroyed soul from Deja Vu and just made it more.
I just sworn Deja Vu is 2020, unless I'm like really just pushing how far
it's
the world
not
it was.
2020, I think it was 2021.
2021.
Yeah.
Was Deja Vu. And then what's the other song?
Gorilla.
Gorilla.
A little fake. Pixon.
Pixon.
Oh, Gorilla was 2022.
Yeah, so it was like a year apart.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, didn't know the monster of Bouncy would
2 years later.
Yeah, come out 2 years later, because...
You were struck.
They own a lot of my money right
now.
Like, Deja Vu had me in a... I voted for Deja Vu, I knew.
Mm-hmm. You knew what I was going You knew the potential for. Of that song.
I did! Can you hear that hook? You hear that little...
But you know what But the first thing about it is when I first listened to that song, didn't like it. And I didn't either. I didn't like it first.
I did not like Deja Vu.
And I don't know. I think I was just upset because I wanted to hear Eternal Sunshine so bad.
That's why
I was blinded. I was obviously dumb and blind about it.
Because like out of all AT's like titles, Deja Vu is like
I really like both of them, but I listen to Deja Vu so much that I actually cannot listen to it anymore. It fries it for me. I start the song and then I dissociate for 3 minutes and then the song's done. And I'm like, okay, that was fun. Use and abuse. Mm-mm. But that music video, though.
That music video.
I get it. I get it, sis. I get it.
Hurt me. Who's next?
I'll go. So, well, one of my top tier music videos, I don't care, from any group, is I'll Be Your Man from B2B. Mm-hmm. That video, have y'all seen that video?
No.
Okay. That's not the one where they do this, right? Where they do put their what? Hand behind their back and then walk forward.
You're thinking of 2 p.m.
Oh, okay. Cool.
At least you were thinking of someone. I was like, I don't know.
No, it's still, okay, so I'll Be Your Man is a very, the song itself is very theatric, mm-hmm. and just the vocals, the rapping, like, it's B2B, it's gonna be good, but, like, yeah. it's theatrical, and it's beautiful, and the set itself, or, like, the music video is very cinematic, it's very, it takes place at a church, there's a, not a heist, like, a hostage situation, mm-hmm. and it's so, like, it's a gorgeous music video.
Adding that to the watch list?
That, there's red hair and Minhyuk, like, it's gorgeous, and I think when I first saw it, I didn't even know what the song was. I was not paying attention to the song. I was so infatuated with how gorgeous this video was. It felt like a movie, but there was no added scenes. There was no, like, it was just a song. No idea what the song sounded like the first two listens or watches. I was just so infatuated by this music video. And everybody looked really good. And I think there was one part in particular where there's like a scene of the little hostage situation. And Minhyuk is like the main character of this music video. And he's being like hung upside down on a crane. And
I think you told me something about
I
this
love this
before.
Music video. It is so beautiful.
Is he just doing body rolls in the air?
No, like he's tied. Like he's like about to be murdered.
Oh,
oh, like shit.
It's
yeah, I think you've told me about this before.
Oh, phenomenal. Stunning. 10 out of 10. Should be a whole movie. So, no, that's my pretty much all time favorite music video besides some other ones I'm going to talk about in a little bit.
Mm. Well, I'm bringing around the 80s again. Mm-hmm. So, for me, it's actually, it's not really a music video, it's their dance video, Aurora. By mm-hmm. 80s.
Mm-hmm. I love Aurora.
Yeah, I really love
it's
that song.
So pretty.
Honestly, when I was watching this video, I was actually going on like a binge of 80s because this was when I was getting into them. I was like, oh, you know what? Let me just give them a chance. Who would have thought? And I ended up finding Aurora, which is one of their slower songs. And I really liked it. Like, it's just a dance video where they're going through New York, dancing in front of crowds. And it's such a beautiful song that's so chill. And I was like, ah, I love this song. Aurora, I think, is definitely one of my favorite 80s songs. Definitely top five, for sure. And so this music video was the one that solidified my love of 80s. I think this is a music video that made me become an 80-y. Mm. Yeah, so I really like this one.
It's really pretty. Like, mm-hmm. And I think it's like the very first like soft song of 80s that I liked. And I was like, it's just beautiful. And the choreography. And I was just like, so smooth. Like,
it is.
I was like, it's so pretty. I was like, they're just so
And they seem like
graceful.
They're actually having fun.
Yeah. It's, just like, it's very, like, fantasy-like. Like, very yes. fairy like, kind
yeah,
of thing.
Without urban fantasy.
Much, yeah.
They're just chilling in New York in front of crowds, dancing their beautiful little hearts out. But mm-hmm. I loved it. That one's a good one.
I guess I'll go next.
I see your list.
So, stop looking at my list, Leia. It's for my eyes only. Get your own. You do have your own list. I can't see shit from here because I'm blind. But keep your eyes off my list. Thank you.
Stop cheating.
Stop
teacher,
it.
Teacher.
Well,
teacher.
I read all
She's
of your lists.
On my test.
I read all your lists already.
I know, because you're nosy. Nosy.
I didn't read everything.
You're
I just read
nosy
the
song. Nosy Nosy.
I'm being on top.
Out of here. Anyways, second MV that consumes this song still on a loop for me. And it's been like maybe a year almost. But mm-hmm. it's Favorite Vampire by NCT127. Like the first 2 seconds of this MV is like beautiful. They're all laying down. It's like slumber party style, right? Beautiful, fancy ass PJs. What? It is! Because it's
the
true.
The phrase slumber party style, just like.
Well, they are kind of laid next to each other, right?
It's See, because you laugh because it's true.
Slumber party style.
But
not the slumber party concept.
The thing, you know, shoulder to shoulder slumber party style, and these cute ass PJs, like PJs that rich people wear,
expensive leather PJs.
But they just give a close up on Taehyung's eyes, and they're this beautiful orange eyeshadow on there, and I'm just like, that's just so gorgeous. This is dreamlike, you know, envy. But there's like 10 concepts in this envy, and it's really weird because it moves quick. But the choreography, thirst trap. Mark in the center doing this choreography, thirst trap. And I was just like, but this is supposed to be like a softer, it's like a soft song if you were just to look at it.
It's definitely
but,
R&B.
But when you listen to it, no, it's, a lot very, of rhythm. It's very sensual.
It's an NCT R&B, okay? So it's going to be a little bit of noise.
Exactly. But the visuals is like very 2000s ethereal, modern, like 80s psychedelic kind of like dreamlike state kind of thing. But I don't know really know where the vampire concept
Twilight
really comes. I know it is like inspired by Twilight, but I don't really know where it fits in.
I feel like it's almost like Victorian-esque, and that's where like the vampire can like fit in.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you also connect it to like the lyrics of the song, like you're my favorite, blood bank.
Yeah.
You're my favorite.
Lord.
Maybe. But
there's also a werewolf a little bit in there. Some howling of the moon.
Yeah. No, like so. I love the intro and the outro because it's like that whistle. That I just like that part so much. It's very like a siren call.
It's a siren call.
Because I'd be playing this like 10 times a day when it first came out. 10 times a day?
Okay, well.
When it first came out. I still listen to it. When it pops up, happy.
I've only heard this song like 5 times total.
Dead ass?
I've only made her listen to it like twice, but it just did not
catch
her. It's
a really good song. Like, it's a really beautiful song. It's not my flavor. I love NCT, but that
music is subjective.
Favorite is one of my STEM songs. So it's one of those songs that if I'm just walking around the house randomly, I'm gonna sing it. So that's another song that I've also just burned to the ground by playing over and over again. I do think it feels like it's 20 seconds too long. I always felt that way about it.
20 seconds too long?
Yeah.
It's like strangely like
just a little too long. You know, there are some songs where you're like, oh, I wish
it was longer. Is a little long. But that's just simply the chorus one too many times.
Maybe that you're like, oh, it's literally 3 minutes and 20 seconds. I need to be 3 minutes. Like, that could be it.
I don't know.
Since the beginning, I always was like, I feel like this is a little long of a song. But I love the song, so I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could be why.
Probably. I don't know.
But she had me singing that song on a time, so.
You're still in it. You're still lost in the sauce.
Yeah!
I'll say beautiful video though.
Mm-hmm. They all look great.
Oh my gosh, amazing! So amazing.
Because going on to the SM train, the second one I had was Peekaboo by Red Velvet.
That music video. That's probably the first one I've ever seen from them, and I was really impressed.
I loved the whole because I think before then they haven't really done like darker MVs like where it physically looks darker.
Mm-mm.
Like they've had some like weird, you know, stuff going on in their music videos, but this is like the first one I saw from them where it was like
kind physical, of thriller
like, yes almost. It was like thriller-esque. It was very like 80s movie but in a
montage.
Clean modern like look to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just also
don't they literally murder the pizza boy?
Look, Joy in the rainbow
sacrifice.
Joy in the rainbow sequin dress lives in my brain rent free. That woman, wow. And then when she's like crawling onto the table, look, it was a moment in time.
It was a very significant one.
That solidified her wife spot for me. Gorgeous. And everybody obviously looks really stunning, but it was just such a pretty music video of like it's like the B2B one, which is very story-esque.
Mm.
Even though the song is also, it's so funny to me because the contrast of the song itself is very poppy. Like, la, la,
yeah,
la,
and, then
la,
la,
and then you have somebody shooting an arrow and grazing the other girl with the feather. Like, I forgot who it was. I think it was Yuri? I don't remember who got grazed by the arrow, but you could see like, she's like, oh my God. And she's like scraped her or scratched her with like a little shaving thing. It's like little things like that, but it's all la, la, la,
it's just la, a little la. Weird
juxtaposition. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank mm-hmm. you.
The playfulness with the mm-hmm. scary.
Yes.
That's lightly. What I like about it.
Same thing with like Bad Boy 2, where it's like giggle. It's darker and it's like right. it's so pretty. Mm. I'm like, oh, yes. Also, it's just no men. Who needs men? Get rid oh. of them. That's what the Red Velvet said. Get rid of men.
They deliver pizza and their body for sacrifices.
Her. Well, it's needed, right? But no, it was,
I guess.
Very, very cute video, but also kind of dark and a cute way.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but it worked. They made it work.
They did. They killed that one. Well, for me, my next one is actually Ditto by NewJeans.
Okay.
Okay, so look, here's the thing about Ditto. That song with the that little clap beat hooked me immediately. So I heard the song before I watched the music video. This is kind of the way that I am. But honestly, what I really liked about the music video was the lore. I mean, like May has been saying, I guess it was very cinematic, but it was like this idea of a girl who was watching NewJeans, mm-hmm. but also kind of missing out on her own life because she was watching them so much. And NewJeans has a very like meta lore where they're literally the representation of K-pop within their own universe. Mm-hmm. And I just really liked those aspects of the music video paired with the beauty of the song. Like, it's such a sad, it's kind of a sad song, even mm-hmm. though it's so poppy. But yeah, for me, like, it was Ditto. I just really liked the aesthetics. It was kind of gray and stormy, but it was also cool. And you get to see NewJeans in the corner just having fun. And then this girl is just following them, filming them. Mm-hmm. Like, I love you. Notice me. But she's literally missing out on her own life at the mm-hmm. same time. And I was like, I felt that. Aww. I felt that. I just really liked it. I just really, it was so, it's cute.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of that for me. But I think I've honestly, let's be honest, I only watched this like twice, this MV twice. Otherwise, I've just been singing to it
the
whole time.
Yeah.
It's been stuck in my head.
I've honestly only watched it once. But I did see, like, someone analyzing it, and that's also what made me appreciate it more. Because mm-hmm. I like me a little lore bit.
Yeah. You know?
That's another reason why I had a little binge of 80s music videos, because I was literally looking for lore bits, and then I fell in love. But yeah, with NewJeans, I was like, I really like this. It's honestly the only MV I've seen other than Zero, though. I haven't seen any of the other music videos.
Like the only time I've ever seen any NewJeans video is at K-pop night on the screens.
Yeah,
that's the only time I've seen it.
Yeah,
I listen to the songs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I haven't seen the videos.
I might have seen OMG, but I don't remember what that one was about. But yeah, Ditto.
Okay.
You got that.
All right. Sorry, I'm gonna go next. I was just laughing. But the next MV I have is Fear by 17.
Interesting.
You okay?
Whoa.
I'm okay.
She's provoked. Why? I'm curious.
That provoked me too, but go ahead.
What's going on?
Go ahead and talk about it.
I'm so
Do you
scared.
Want to talk about it?
Fear.
No? Is it not my music?
She put the fear in me right now. Did I steal her song?
Oh, no. You good?
Go ahead and talk about it.
Okay. It's fine. She's ready to comment.
Jesus.
No, okay. So I have Fear by 17. Okay. Easy. 5 seconds into this MV. Wanwoo. Done deal. Right?
Wanwoo anytime with a
beautiful
day.
Visuals got me. But there's a transition where it's like black and gray for the most part. And then it goes into this like colorful like setting. And I really like that because I was like, for such a sexy video. Is it all going to be in black, gray, and white? I was like, I need to see a little color. But those pops of color that come out in the MV make you really appreciate it when they do happen. But the one thing I thought was weird is Mingyu. You know how everybody likes them some Mingyu, right?
Everybody.
He's not my type.
He's not my type either. Everybody's
but I get why. In this MV specifically, I get why he's everybody's type. I was like, ah. I see it.
I understand.
I get it. Like, you know, I saw a glimpse of it and I was like, ah, the magic. Gotcha. Check.
The Mingyu magic.
Cool. Moving on. But he's very eye-catching. But the choreography in this video,
yeah,
so unmatched. Now, let me go on to the next number, boo-boo number two.
Uh-huh.
Vernon. He's not my type. Not my thing, right? Not my jam. But that sexy hip solo.
Yeah.
Everything. Gives everything. He
it's like you went into my brain and plucked the idea right out from me.
And I was just like, whoa.
He ate?
What? A girl. Not
definitely eight. But Vernon ate my first. My ear
just perked up. The eight?
Just the eight.
And it's in, you know?
The eight definitely ate, but Vernon ate first, okay?
Left no crumbs for him.
Yeah, that little move.
That little move.
And he's on the platform and it's
Gosh. Sexy. And then all of 17 doing it, sexier.
Like, was he centered all of them doing
it? Yes. So good. And then Jonghyun's solo, where he, you know, he has his blonde hair, he has his blue eye contacts, and then that lip smear of red lipstick.
That was iconic.
Perfect.
Looks like an ice perp.
Chef's kisses everywhere. Like 10 out of 10.
Like, look. Like, director, whoever did that, whoever put that on there.
Whoever created that beauty.
I want to thank you personally.
My gosh.
You deserve an award.
I would frame that and put it on a wall. I would frame it. Even in black and white, I would frame it. That's how beautiful it was. But this whole MV, sexy, beautiful, strong, powerful, just fear.
Yeah.
Fear. Just fear. Put your fear in you.
For me, that music video, that was probably the first time where I experienced
the power
to, needing to run it back. Run it back. You know, you watch it and you're like,
he said, didn't he just
replay?
Did he just
replay?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Did he just?
I thought that one.
Sure did. My gosh. I think that MV alone, like, showed me the 17's nothing to play with.
Yeah.
The power of 17 is real.
That video got me into 17.
Same. Like, 8 pulled me. I was like, oh, I should definitely get into this. But good memories for me. What about you, May?
What, like 17 or like my ex video?
Either way.
Sorry.
Either way.
No, because like the video I had that I thought about was Hyuna's flower shower.
Very pretty.
It's so pretty. Mm-hmm. Like, it is, if I could embody a song, it would be that song and that video. The flowers, the dresses, the outfits that the dancers were wearing, the car scene and stuff. Like, it's just, everything is so just, it's very whimsical.
There's like a lot of color going on, but not in a overwhelming way. Mm-hmm. It's really nicely done.
It's so... What are you thinking of?
I'm going to look it up.
I watched it, but I don't remember. I need to see what you're talking about.
I wanted us to do in anyway.
Yeah. No, Flower Shower literally is one of my... It's one of my favorite songs, too. It's just like the very playful little... Do-do-do-do. And it's like, it's very Snow White-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the playful... 17.
Flower 17.
But it's like, it's so... And then the jewelry, the makeup, the hair, the colors palette that they use for this.
Oh, it's very cute.
Alice in Wonderland-esque.
Yeah.
And
very spring nymph.
Very spring. Yes.
And I love this, like, her eyeshadow, literally everything about this music video.
Mm-hmm.
The dance. I
just super colorful.
So when this video first came out, one of my friends who at the time especially knew nothing about K-pop. And I remember sending her this video and she's like, this is the most gorgeous thing I've seen. I was like, yeah, it is. It's so pretty. I could watch this over and over again and never get tired of it.
Oh my God.
The little.
Oh, it's really pretty. Okay. We're literally just watching the music video.
On mute.
Just to see the visuals. Like, that yellow dress is it. That's the one.
The thing is, the color palette. It's so, like you said earlier, like there's so much color involved, but it's not oversaturated. And so it just makes it. Such a beautiful video.
Especially with all the patterns and the glitter. You think it would be too much, but it's really not. It all goes together.
It has to be because it's like kind of toned.
And even the ones where it is super saturated, it's very...
It's monochromatic.
That's definitely the red. Her walking through the red Japanese ferns are like my favorite.
And then the umbrella that she has with this orange dress is everything. It's just... It's so pretty.
So pretty.
The little pearls under her eyes. Literally. But it's still very playful.
Mm-hmm.
The teacup. It gives me Alice in Wonderland. I think that's
right. Like that's literally in my head. Alice in Wonderland.
That is probably the number one reason why I love it the most.
It's clearly got some of that in there.
And like all her
even with the heart imagery too. Like this is the Queen of Hearts when she's on an off day. You know, she's not ruling or killing people.
Exactly.
Those boots. Do you see those boots?
Yes.
It's so.
Oh my God.
No, they did a really good job with this.
They did. This feels like, not that I want to compare it, because I do think they're very different, but like if she's a spring nymph, like this reminds me of Sparkling, like how Chang'e is very mermaid-esque. She's just very like spring fairy in this one. They give me similar vibes. The flowers are so pretty. Oh, there's so many sets. Mm-hmm. Just go and watch this music video. So beautiful. Stan Hannah for Claire Skin, but also just go watch Flower Shower by Hannah.
And like the stages, she has these gorgeous outfits. And the whistle just,
oh my God.
I get so excited to watch this video. It kind of reminds me of like a, this sounds weird, but like a wedding reception. Like the after party.
You know what?
Like with the chairs, specifically those type of chairs that are in the video. Mm-hmm. Like you see it like, weddings.
It is kind of, I wonder if it was filmed that one. It is, it does have that 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was three
it's years. It's been a while. Go come back. Anyway.
She living her best life. She's in that.
She living. She living.
Dark face. Lunar life.
Well, my next music video is actually Fire by Sick K. Okay, so look.
I love.
Yeah. I think this is the first one that I'm playing where it's like.
Soloist?
No. I think this is the first one I'm mentioning now where I was like struck dumb because they were so fine. I would have said Fear, but this one definitely, when I saw him, I was like, what? So Sikke is just literally in the desert with a band and his mullet. Skin is glowing and the melanin is popping and everything's on fire and he's just crooning into his mic. And I'm just like, sir, come. Down, literally just no, literally he's just beautiful. That's it. That's all there is to say. There's nothing else. And I also really love this song. This one's been on my replay for a long time now, like 2 or 3 years at this point. I
very good song,
and I loved this music video.
I haven't seen this video in so long.
Yeah, since you showed me.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm here for the pink mullet. Or red mullet, whatever you want to call it. Pink or red.
Nothing else to say. The man beautiful.
She's like,
Jesus Christ.
She's like, the reason why do you love this music video so much? So do you know who Sick K is? Have you seen him? No? Okay, do it.
Skin is the same color as the sand. It's fucking stunning. I don't know what else to say. You go next. Yvette, you go next.
Okay. He's just gorgeous.
I can't. Go next.
Okay. I'll go next. So the next song I have is Feel Like by Woods. I really like this one because...
Ooh, Woods one.
Yeah. This one, he's like, it's in the setting of a bar and he's like busting through
this door. What are you busting through?
Of a open, like seedy, dark pool hall type of thing. And it's really weird, but it's kind of hot. But there's this whole guitar riff in this song, and it's the sexiest thing ever. But look at him.
Not the cowboy hat.
He has this gothic cowboy. Gothic
emo cowboy.
Emo cowboy. We love emo cowboys thing. Here.
Like, we're fans.
Big fan.
Like, literally.
And he's walking into a saloon looking
with his short hair. Like,
look at his nose. I'm sorry, we shouldn't have put on the music video.
Who is he hiding from? Looking mysterious, all decked out, like, my God.
Short hair don't care.
No, for real.
Oh!
But this song is just him performing.
Just everybody listening performing. Is just hearing us live react to these music videos. We're just melting.
But it is like the eye contact he gives this whole music video is just like insane. And he's just feeling himself. He's just vibing.
As he should.
Boo is just vibing. And that's just what he does best. Like he's literally dancing
on a guitar in a yellow.
Yes, and that's the sexy fit. Guitar riff that I was telling you about. You can't hear it, but you need to go hear it. So, but just like I just loved the outfits. I like the concept. I like the special effects. It's just very, I guess, outlaw, kind of like ATEEZ does in a way.
Oh,
but very, very cute. Manages.
Lord have mercy.
A little weird. A little weird. I don't know why he's wearing a suit. He's wearing a baby blue suit.
I know
right
why.
Now.
It's for us.
In an elevator.
It's to show us that he's business and pleasure.
Versatile.
He's versatile.
He's a business and pleasure. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man, my goodness.
He just killed himself.
I'm just watching
the video. Eye contact.
I've never seen this video.
Me neither. I don't even know what the song sounds like. I probably heard it. Even over here.
I'm
you
sorry.
Need some water?
No, I'm hydrated.
She's choking on woods.
On wood? Ma'am.
Ma'am? No, you made it worse.
I knew what it was going to sound
there, like. I went
there,
but I didn't say it, and you said it.
She's like, I knew what it was sounding like when I said it. That's what I said.
You're bad. Said. You're bad. Oh. Who is his jewelry stylist? Because, goddamn.
Who's your supplier?
Like, for real. Like, you just...
See, the leather fit with the cowboy hat is really giving. It's giving.
It really is.
I don't know what it's giving, but it is giving. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for that.
But yes, no. This song, you gotta go listen to it. It's a big, very rock and roll.
Oh my God. Yeah. That was good.
What about you, Mae? What's your next song or next movie?
So,
what's it called?
This one, it's Solidified Yunho.
Ah, all right, now. I know what it is.
Say my name.
Exactly.
Like, when I tell you, first of all, the video is
can
very.
You play?
She's like, the
video? I thought we've seen this one.
Why
she like,
I see
I can
it.
Tell you the
she like get
stamp.
It.
Because. Literally.
There's a timestamp of 1 minute,
girl.
23 seconds.
That 1 minute, 23 seconds?
That is yes, where that's, I. That's that where was the spot. That I was like, that's it.
Because,
it's okay. him. It's okay. him.
You have to look at it because let me tell you something.
I mean, I know.
This was the first video I actually paid.
Oh, you
gotta go from the beginning.
You gotta skip.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. Give Mullet Hong Jun some respect.
Give all of AT some respect.
Oh, yeah. All of AT. Yeah. What she said. All of AT.
Sorry.
Which
is like this was probably the first MV I actually watched carefully, and you know the part she's talking about grabbed
me. Where he's like,
but I shoved him away.
No.
The part where she's talking about grabbed me, and I was like, is that my bias? And then I pushed him away because I was like, it's always the pretty ones first. And you got to push him in the corner, and then you got to go find the other one.
Because up to
but
this
I
point,
end up coming back to him anyway.
Up to this point, I was very. Oh my God! First of all, like black haired Mingy with this. Cut.
Oh my God!
Oh, baby
that's
Mingy,
so weird.
What?
It looks so. And this song, baby.
Okay, this
Sungwa,
this blonde Sungwa. Yes.
Okay, but this Hongjun had me in a.
Oh, definitely.
A headlock, not even chokehold. A headlock, on, and then this. Look at this man,
Sungwa.
You know.
Y'all song.
Everybody looks so good in this video, but at this point, I think I was leaning more towards being Hongjun biased with San. Like coming from my neck.
Same.
Yeah.
And then this video happened and I was like, wow, you know, looks really, really good. And hold on, I can tell you it's literally about to be hold on. I can see it's coming up.
Oh, y'all song summer.
Ready?
Damn. That one?
Right there. That look. That look right there, that was it.
Oh.
This that was it.
Okay, I get it.
He just
this is so odd with no context.
It's literally the scene where he's center and then
ooh.
Okay, look, okay, first of all,
we need to pause! This is why I didn't want to play it!
No.
That part.
Okay. Hold on, go back though. Because that little right move. He doesn't do it like that no more.
No.
He don't do it normal. He be getting the air pregnant. He be thrusted into the air now.
Okay, you know, right there.
His little head. But no, this video, and I love the concept of like a what's
it
called?
A museum heist?
No, a museum heist. Oh my God, like versus self.
Oh
like,
yeah.
I love that kind of concept of it, like you're fighting yourself and stuff like that.
When they fight in that Suicide Squad.
Yeah, it's like I love that, and they did it really well because it's not overly done. Like they don't overdo it. It's just very like you're facing yourself, and that's it. And then even when they are like. In their own scenes. Was it San? Yeah, San. Like, you can see him looking at himself in the mirror, and it's the, like, Hala Hala outfits, and...
Which they look great in.
But I think that's why I really liked it, too, because I love Hala Hala, And so this is like the attack, not the attack, the counterpart of it. Counter argument, counterpart, their opposites, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But it's like they're facing that. And I'm like, ugh.
Okay, but their Halcyon versions in this music video are so calm, and then they're just like getting angry and getting all up in their faces. Like, who is the bad guy? Which one are you?
Also, Silverhair Wooyoung, I forgot about him. Hello? Anyway.
Oh my god. Sorry, somehow wow. It just came on screen. See, this is just gonna be a bunch of, oh my god, wow. Ah!
Sound effects. No, it's a very good video.
Oh, it's so pretty.
It's so simple, but it's done so well. So the sets are gorgeous. It's like a museum. Just
love even Jungho is stunning. That color, bring it back.
That color, run that one
back. Looks good. Jesus,
you're weak.
Yes, I am, because I am a Sungho bias with a San bias record and a Wooyoung somewhere.
He's somewhere.
He there. He just chilling. Relaxing, maxing, relaxing. Oh, cool. Oh, there he is. Wooyoung Center is my weakness. Is this just a soft 80s episode?
Love.
Thank God.
No, that video solidified my bias, right?
Mm.
But where is, we were talking about this earlier with me and Leia. I was like, number 3
yeah.
of like alts of alts.
Yeah. Which I was honestly kind of surprised because I mean, Taeyong exists, but he's not even in our top 3.
He's not in my top 5.
He's not even in our top 5. Yuta isn't even in our top 3. You know how fucking surprised I was? I was like, what?
Yuta's number 4.
I was like, okay, cool.
She said, since when? When
yeah.
Not. And then that, because it just goes into Hala Hala, and it's just,
yeah,
same. It's my favorite Hala song, Hala. My favorite everything. I was going to say my favorite music video, but it's not really my favorite music video. I just really like it. I just like to dance a lot.
Their outfits are just killer. Oh, this is Hala Hala. We moving on. Bye.
It is. So, I'm telling you, it flows so well.
It
you
does. Just,
it's so good.
I didn't even notice. Order. Well, for me, my next one is You Can't Sit With Us by Sunmi.
Oh.
Yeah, and I bet you can guess why I like it. Yeah, it's just...
It's just the same reason why I like it a lot.
Girl, the aesthetics, the Mean Girl concept, even though I didn't actually... had never seen Mean Girl before I watched this, but still, like, it's recognizable, it's iconic. I just... Barbie Playhouse, pink, zombies, girly, rah! I loved it.
And a little Clueless, too.
That, too. There's a little bit of that, too. I just... Oh, my God, I loved it, and... I'm not even going to pretend. I think for me, it's really a hit or miss with Sunmi. Like, there are some songs that I'm like, oh, yes, I fucking love this. And then there are other ones where I'm like, I'd skip that, right? Like, Tail was another one that I actually really liked. I enjoyed that music video as well. And I loved all the stages. I'm surprised it didn't get any wins. That was Highway Robbery. Tail deserved better. But You Can't Sit With Us really knocked me on my fucking socks. And I love Pink. And I love girly shit like that. And so it just was like, ugh. Was everything. You can't sit with us. Ugh, I hate you. I loved it. I was just like, it's so stupid and very cute.
Mean girls too.
Yes. Super mean girls.
Yes, it's very mean.
Just show the mic in her face.
It was just so like.
I
mean, it's literally called You Can't Sit With Us. Like, that's just the line from Mean Girls. Which, like I said, I only recently rewatched in its entirety, and damn. Love the aesthetics, though.
Like, playing off of that, like, things like Queen Card and...
Ha.
There's another music video that has, like, that same vibe, but I can't remember what it is now.
Is it Zombie?
What?
By Purple Kiss? I think it's Purple Kiss.
I've never seen that video, so I don't... So I'm gonna say no.
Okay, no.
Oh, like Ua. Or Ua from Twice, like, their debut.
Oh. Like, that one also has zombies.
Yes.
What is it, the zombies?
Macarena.
Oh, my God, Macarena.
But no, I think that type of vibe is a lot of fun too. Like, yeah. The early 2000s, 90s.
Yeah, the very like girly tech or girly vibe. You know, I love that. And I think for me, You Can't Sit With Us really embodied that. And in the way that I liked it best anyway. Not that it was the first or the only one to do it, obviously. But I just felt like this is my jam. And I love the song. I'm obsessed with the song. The
song's a lot of fun.
It is. It's so fun. Yeah, that's me.
Ma'am, interview, please.
Ma'am, statement. What's your opinion? What's your last music video?
Ew.
What? You don't like attention?
No.
Want attention?
Yeah. Please buffer up my video, ma'am. Do
what
your
is it?
Job. You should know what it is. You've been snooping through my stuff anyways. She looks.
Oh. Good choice. Good choice. Good choice. Good choice. Let me get it out.
Good taste. Good taste.
Yeah, I agree. I showed this to one of my friends at
work. Why do I have a whole...
And she's obsessed.
I don't remember making a whole list of honorable mentions. Like yeah. This is bad. Anyways, but my last envy is Alligator by Monsta X.
Almost
like
NX,
like as if everybody knows. But this one, I don't know. If Sexy Swamp Monster was a concept...
Well, clearly it is.
Like, this is it. This is basically what it is. But I would definitely say that Alligator is... that sexy but grunge kind yeah. of, but also like artsy.
It's honestly pretty clean.
It has clean moments, but it has some really dark moments as well. But I like the contrast. Yes.
Look at that.
Yes. No. For real. But you know the outfits. If you look at them, they're like, especially in the swamp scene, they're like animal print and stuff like that. But very bougie, like in the yeah. wild bougie type of thing. Like stylist. 8 for this video. Mm-hmm. Definitely 8. Thank you.
You can only count up to that number.
Yes. I specifically like this song definitely because of Juhan's rap in there. Because
the manly alligator.
It's super cute. It's such a cute... Look at him!
Hello, I'm an alligator.
And then he has a freaking flaming bat. What the fuck is going on? Like, the duality.
Juhan is her bias. That's her baby like, daddy.
And then you got daddy, I am... walking in here and he's chaos. Chaos. That man is chaos. But got that energy. But I really like this one, especially I was surprised by Shonu because, you know, beautiful man, not my type.
Right.
But in this video he like really like he feels the frame.
Would you say he took center stage?
Yes. Yes, but this man should, though. He should. But the part towards the end where, and they're just doing the slow-mo. Yes.
Oh, the water.
Yes.
We found another connection.
Yes, more water.
More water.
I need it.
Rain.
But just rain. To see them.
Rain is so-
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I see it. They jump into this. Water. This they splashing, fire around. They
splashing.
Splish,
splish. Splash, taking the bath, bro. But just this part. And then you just see the slow-mo.
Oh,
and
the lyrics are killing me.
The wet t-shirts, the see-through wet t-shirts.
Not the nice. Slow-mo hip dust. Look.
Look at this. And then the alligator part. Look at that slow motion. Perfect.
Just go watch the music video.
Perfect.
Alligator
oh
is.
A,
I feel like alligator is an underrated Monsta X song.
Yes, it is.
It's really good.
Because this is art. Look at that. That dance move, like the alligator. If only y'all could see.
If only y'all could see what we're doing.
But
thank God.
Leave it to the idols.
Yeah.
But that MV, my gosh, definitely underrated. But 4 years ago? Wow.
Yeah, it has been a while.
That was the second to last OT7. But May, what's your...
Yeah,
what's
go ahead your, and tell us, even though we already know.
Okay.
One of my favorites as well.
Can I tell you, it's Boss by NCTU. This is also my intro to Jungwoo. This was his debut. And I was in awe of Jungwoo because I was in... I didn't hear anything of him, seen or heard anything of him before this, right? And it's just like... Oh, Jaehyun is so fine.
Girl, don't get distracted. Don't get distracted.
I'm distracted.
Doyoung!
I hate his little fried
don't
hair.
Don't get distracted.
Doyoung's fried hair.
We must stay focused, brothers. We must stay focused.
I can't. And also, red hair Taeyong, bye.
Yes.
With the notch in his eyebrow. And I know that's...
Okay, so here's the thing. This video, to me, I was so in love with this video just because of how, like, the sets themselves is very... post-apocalyptic feel, but without like a dystopian type thing.
Yeah, it's almost like a liminal space.
Yes, and I love that because it's nothing, there's no super like lore to it, and I don't necessarily want all that because it's like I don't think it needed it. sometimes you feel like some of the ones need it to like fit the whole narrative. And that was my wallpaper for a long time because I love that scene of this, like the chairs going back and everything. It just looks so freaking cool. And then that looks good. And then they all just look so good. And I just,
you could literally just stop at any point in this music video and you have a screenshot. You have a good wallpaper. Like, it's very pretty. It's very brutalist.
And then it's right here where they run to each other on the scene. I love it. And it's just the slit in Taeyong's eyebrow. The
And then Baby Mark just
And then Win-Win. This is like one of the last ones with Win-Win in it.
Yes.
And like actively without being wavy only. Yes. Cause then he became like, give it, give. This bridge saved my life. This bridge, bro. I remember.
Okay, Doyoung.
So this song also came out, or this music video came out when I was in my first year of school, like of college. And we had to like talk about like music videos and stuff like that and like analyze them and give like a, not a report, but like a quick little analysis of the music video and why, like the camera work itself on this video, stunning. Because like you got to see every single cut, every single movement, every single drone shot, every single Win-Win Center.
Give me a rewind that shit.
I'm sorry, I was transfixed.
I was totally listening to it, but when Win-Win comes through here, it's like he owns this shit. Like, this is the Win-Win I came for. Yeah,
his two
like,
seconds of center, but damn.
Yeah, no, it's all he needed. So that's a true visual. Look at
I get it. Okay, I love Win-Win though.
Back to our previous.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's like those type of things. It's so good. And then when they drop like the little boom, 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 dun, 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 it's just the whole thing just switches. And it's this thing. It's so, this camera work kills me. I love it. It's so good. It's so beautiful.
I appreciate those.
But then, you know, I get the same thing with, God, what NCT video is it? Another one where it's very like spacious feel. Like there's no, it's not right. Not Cherry Bomb.
Simon Says. Seven Sets.
The song that's been.
I'm not gonna remember for a while. Baby Don't Stop too. Ayo is really good, but also Baby Don't Stop is another one
stuck in my head.
Baby Don't Stop is also where it's like a almost abandoned building, and it's the same era of NCT at that time.
Yeah,
it's like
I wouldn't be surprised if it was the same area exactly, just a different part. Because the place that we were at in Boss seemed pretty big. It seemed very familiar. So
I forgot where. Somewhere in Europe. I don't remember if it was Switzerland. I think it was Switzerland they filmed Boss at.
Oh.
But Chain also, I love that video. But no. NCT, their videos make me very, very happy just because of how. I see Let's Ayo move. And I just see Jaehyun and I hate him. I love him. It's toxic.
It's been stuck in my head for the last 2 days for some reason.
Valhalla.
And I've been.
I love the way he says Valhalla. Just Valhalla.
Valhalla.
Hello. Oh, that one's really. Good.
Yeah, that Boss is just iconic. It's just one of the. It's one of those like. Is historic too dramatic?
No, it's very iconic because it's when that's like NCT 2018 was first the thing, and that's when they actually had all these members again, and they started adding more than what we already do. LR or
yeah, so right now I'm typing in my video. Oh, there it is. I guess I've already watched it. This
song has me just like,
I just randomly heard this one day and I was just like, this is a vibe.
I think I was watching music videos and somehow ended up here. But okay, so my last song is Whisper by VIX LR. So that's Leo and Ravi from VIX, right? And honestly, this. I don't know. This music video is just so pretty. I loved the aspects of like them dancing against each other or with each other, you know, like it was like tug of war. It was just so pretty. I just
the aesthetics of the red and blue vinyl.
That too.
But also because I love the whole concept of LR being there's left and right and they have to play together
in order for it to like be coherent.
Yeah.
And like they need the other. And that's why like all of Ravi's stuff is red, all of his stuff is blue. But then when he's looking up, if you saw Leo's, his R, he has the headphone that shows R. Mm-hmm. He's showing the left side for L, and it's just
But they need each other.
Here's the thing with this, with Beautiful Liar. Beautiful Liar is also a Leo song.
Oh.
And then Vic's LR song is Beautiful Liar. So I thought that was really freaking cute because that's the whole, yeah.
Oh, that's a really cool reference in the music video to their other music. Yeah, I mean, like Vic's, all of them have a lot of songs, not just as a group, but also individually.
Look at his hands.
But
damn.
Here's the thing. One of my friends growing up really loved Leo. And this is before I understood bias culture and all that. I didn't get it. I get it. I'm an adult now. And I can see why she would have loved him. Homegirl wanted to marry him. Like, I get it. I totally understand. I get it. Because he's gorgeous. Gorgeous. They both are. I really like the, because there's a part at the end of the music video where they dance with each other. They dance with each other and they're literally like going against each other. I just really liked that concept. All of it was just, ugh. It's just so pretty. It just struck me dumb how pretty all of the music videos that I chose are. Like, they all are just so beautiful and well thought out and their concepts are so cool.
Concept kings.
Concept kings.
Have you ever seen any Vic's music videos? This is audience, Leia, like everybody who's ever seen a Vic's music video. They're stunning.
Oh, good.
And they go in.
They're really good. What's their entertainment company?
They run a Jellyfish. And then it's Missy.
Oh, never mind.
Now Ravi has his own. It's Missy.
Ooh, okay.
Love it though, but.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah, he has his own stuff. But I just really love this song. This is definitely my favorite. I think honestly might be one of my top three Vic songs altogether. Though Shangri-La and Chained Up exist, so.
Scentist exists.
I love Scentist, but I definitely like, I think I like Shangri-La more. But they're kind of the same for me.
The thing is, Shangri-La was going to be my honorable mention because that video colors, ugh.
Shit, Scentist. Mupa Scentist is an honorable mention. That one has a pretty music video. Yeah, like the ending, the end dance where they're just dancing with each other. I just love this. It's so beautiful. It's like a culmination of everything that's happened in the music video and it's just satisfying to watch. Ah! Yeah, that's my number five.
Honorable mentions, Yvette.
Yeah, you or dishonorable ones.
My list of honorable mentions.
There's a lot.
Really care.
There's like 30.
There's not like 30. Okay.
Oh wait.
I don't know. It's obviously not number.
She just
four
blacked out and started reason typing.
Maybe I had so much that I had to like pick through. I had to pick through a lot, but. Okay, some honorable mentions definitely are. Like Gambler by Mos X.
Purr.
Definitely. Bambi by Baekhyun. Another great. Switch It Up by JB.
Switch It Up by JB.
Libido by Libido. Only One Of. Libido. Spider by Hoshi. Another.
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry for yelling.
Yes. What I Said by Victon, Waves by Kang Daniel, Stay Tonight by Changha, Save Me by BTS.
Girl.
Lion by G-Idol, You Calling My Name by GOT7, yes. Thug Killer by VAV, Itisical by Mamamoo, Boss, like you said, by NCTU, Maniac by Stray Kids, It's So Beautiful by DPRN. There's so many MVs out there.
Off the top, she could name like 100 more, I promise.
No, I can't. I can't. I promise you I can't. But, yeah.
Well,
that's all we have for today. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thanks for being here and listening to us gush about our favorite MVs, yo. Go watch them. Watch them all. Watch them all. They're great. Why didn't you watch them already?
What are you still doing here? Go.
Yeah, go. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode of What in the K-Pop, please give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast so we can reach more K-Pop fans.
Follow us on Instagram at whatinthekpop_podcast for all the updates. And if you want to contact us, send us a DM.
Thank you, K-Pop Squad, for listening. We hope y'all have a wonderful day or night. But most importantly, remember to
live your best K-Pop lives.
Bye! Bye.